Brothers and sisters, parents are involved in this dispute too. And we've been greatly heartened by the support that parents have given to the teachers in support of public education. Our next speaker is a concerned parent who's not afraid to stand in support of teachers. She knows the contributions teachers make to our children's lives. Please join me in welcoming Annie Eamon.
Wow, this is kind of scary. I'm not a public speaker. I'm not a member of any union. I'm here as an individual, as a parent, but I know that I speak for many, many, many parents. Okay, is this better? My daughter is in grade 12 this year, and it's kind of scary with a strike and what's going to happen with her year, but, you know, I think this is worth everything. We'll find a way to make it up, and she's going to get through. Her teachers are being really supportive. They're keeping in contact with her by email, and she's doing her homework and getting it in, so I'm totally supportive. I didn't make a speech. I thought I'd come and just sort of talk. And I tried to think about what I wanted to say. And I think the main thing I want to say is thank you to teachers. I've been a very involved parent. I've been on the PAC executive at my daughter's schools. I've been on the district parent advisory. I belong to a group called Vancouver Inner City Parents that advocate for conditions. I've written, along with other parents, many, many briefs and letters and pleas. We've met with politicians, we've met with school board, we've met with all kinds of people. As parents that are involved in our kids' school, we've seen conditions deteriorate. When my daughter was in kindergarten, there were all kinds of supports. They've dropped over the years. Libraries aren't always open, or sometimes they're only open because the librarians are giving up their lunch hour to keep it open. So I just appreciate everything that teachers are doing so much. When I was standing here trying to think about what to say, I was looking at a sign over there, and it says respect. And that's what I have for teachers. I think that's what most parents have for teachers. And that's what I hope our provincial government can have for teachers, is respect. And to find a way to negotiate and talk to teachers respectfully, work things out, and get things done. Thanks.